It's been wonderful getting to know Pastor Dan Ombija. Last year, about this time, we were in Kenya with him. And, you know, there's a lot of churches in Kenya. But there's not a lot of people that are doing what this man is doing. Because he's reaching the people that other people are rejecting. And not only that, but he is going around from church to church and helping other pastors to reach the people that other people are rejecting. So we have in our midst this morning a precious man of God. Brother, would you come and share with us this morning what the Lord has laid on your heart? Lord, I thank you for this brother. And I thank you, Lord, that even right here in little old Spring City, Pennsylvania, Lord, you unite us across the world with like hearts and minds for your kingdom's purpose. Lord, speak to us this morning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Good morning, everybody. I'm blessed and delighted to be in our midst. And I want to thank Pastor Joel and Pastor Kari so much for giving me this opportunity to share God's word. Amen. I receive greetings from Africa. We love the Lord in Kenya. And we are blessed to be here. Allow me to do one thing, then I'll bring God's word. Could we once again just stretch our voice and pray for Israel again for 1 minute? I just felt that heavy in my spirit. Could we just pray for Israel? Just lift your voice and just be able to pray for them. Father, we thank you for Israel. Thank you for they are the firstborn. And you are using them as an example all over the world to showcase your love, to showcase your might, and we just want to thank you. We pray for their souls. We pray, my Father, for their protection. We pray that you keep Israel, and we pray that, Lord, you just protect their borders. Thank you for being a good God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, this morning, I have a very short message that God is laying in my heart that I want to be able to share with us on rebuilding the altars of revival. Rebuilding the altar of revival. Rebuilding the altars of revival. Now, I want to begin to say that we are in a very critical season in and dispensation to live in. We are in a time that we must really trust the Holy Spirit to help us, because there is so much darkness around us, and the devil is determined to destroy the foundations of what we've believed in. And so we must trust God to be true in this dispensation. We must trust God to help us to be real and know what the heart of God is concerning the church in this dispensation. Your nation stands as one of the nations that has played a great role in spreading the gospel. And we, back in Africa, are beneficiaries of the extension of love that your nation has shown all over the world in terms of spreading the gospel. And so I must say that you are fighting for the life of your nation, because the devil is determined to destroy this nation because of the good work that you've been doing. And just like we are praying for Israel today, we must also pray for your nation very hard, because the enemy wants to destroy you in every ways. But the good news is that God is on your side. And the Lord is determined to do everything possible to ensure that this nation stands. So we are not here, or I am not here, because I carry anything better. But I've only come to support what God is already doing in the land. And I believe that by the help of God, we are only fanning the flame. We are only fanning the fire that is already started. Now, I want us to agree that we are in revival. We have been praying for it. It is here. Recently, we were looking at one of the news of a young man that was killed in your nation. And you realize that the life of that young man at death spoke so much than his life when he was alive. His life was the life, like the life of Stephanie. He became a witness at his death more than the life he lived. It is because there is a cry in the spiritual realm. There is a desperate cry for God to bring back his people. And so we are in the middle of revival. God is already moving. If you are praying for revival and still waiting for revival, revival is here with us. We are seeing great things that God is doing in the Muslim nations. We are seeing great things that God is doing in Israel. We are seeing mighty move of God in Africa. We are seeing mighty move of God in Asia. All over the world, God is moving. Because there is something that God is interested in doing in this dispensation. And as a church, we must wake up, because the beautiful thing that we have been praying for can die in our hands. What we have been crying for so much, if not well guarded, if not well preserved, can die in our hands. So some people must rise to take care of what God is already doing in our midst. Now, there have been so many revivals that have taken place in the U.S., for an example. And some of those revivals died because people were not having the understanding or now to guard what God was doing in our midst. My prayer, I'm no longer praying for revival. My heart has been praying that God will guard what he has started to do. That what God is already doing with us, I am praying that it may not die in our hands. So in my closet, in the place of prayer, God laid this sermon in my heart. And I'm going to read from the book of 1 Kings, chapter number 18, and verse number 30. 1 Kings, chapter number 18, and verse number 30. The Bible says, "Then Elijah said to all the people, 'Come near to me.' So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altars of the Lord that was broken down. 1 Kings chapter number 18, verse number 30. The Bible says, Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was already down. Amen. Now, I want us to understand that it is impossible for us to see revival until the foundations are well laid. Now, if you look at your nation, you realize that the reason why your nation is standing is because your forefathers laid the right foundation. If you go to Africa, our forefathers did not do a good work in laying the right foundations for us. We found a nation that was built on the altars of witchcraft. We found a nation that was built on the altars of death. People died, you know, there was a lot of bloodshed. And so, for Africa to stand, there has been a lot of cleansing and rebuilding of the altars. And this is why you see our politics are chaotic, there's a lot of corruption, there is so much happening in Africa because the forefathers did not do a good work in laying the foundation. But I want to thank God because your forefathers did a very good work. I've tried to study your constitution and to just try to study, you know, a number of things about your nation. And it's powerful to understand that God has blessed you with a very powerful constitution. God has blessed you with a very powerful foundation. And this is why the devil is determined to destroy what was laid before you. I believe if today you bring back Billy Graham's, he may want to just say, take me back. If you raise Catherine Kuhlman from the dead, she may just want to say, take me back. Because so much of what they labored for and prayed for, the devil is taking away. There are a number of things that we may never do, which they did. Because the devil has destroyed so many things. And the devil is determined to see a number of things taken out in the foundations that were laid before. The devil is destroying the foundation of prayer. The devil is destroying the foundation of morality. The devil is destroying the foundations that were laid that revival should stand on. And this morning, the Holy Spirit is calling us again that we are not going to wait for any other person to do this. As a church, we must rise and take responsibility to rebuild the altars that were laid before us. We must go back to the foundations of prayer. We must go back to the foundation of the word. We must go back to the foundation that was laid for us of souls. Your nation was known as a nation that would go out and reach out for souls, but it is dying. We must go back and win souls again, because winning souls is the heartbeat of God. We must go back to represent the heart and the will of the kingdom. And so, this morning, I want us to understand, I wrote a few, five things, five foundations that the Lord laid in my heart that as a church, as a nation, we must go back to. Amen. The first foundation that we must rebuild is the foundation of the word. The foundation of the word. Psalms chapter number 11, verse number 3, the Bible says, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Brethren, we must agree that the highest level of dependency must be in the word. We can be learned, but the word must be the backbone. We can have a good health system, but the word must remain as the backbone. We may have everything it takes to live comfortably, but the standard must be the word. Anything that surpasses the word, anything that outlooks the word, is death to us as a nation. We must go back to the foundation of the word. This nation was laid on the foundation of the word. Your constitution was laid on the foundation of the word. We must cry to God again and tell him, Father, bring back your word in our nation. Let your word be our compass. Let your word be in our homes again. Let this word be in our schools again. Let this word be in our churches again. Let the word of God be in our families again. We must pray and cry to God and cry for the mercies of God, that as a nation we will go back to the standards of the word. That as a nation God will raise teachers of the word in our midst. Because the Bible says, I believe it's in Jeremiah chapter number 3, verse number 15, that I will give you pastors who are after my heart. They will teach you the word. We must cry to God to raise men and women in our midst that are passionate for the words. If we want to see revival, if we want to see the move of God that will last, we must go back to the word. Healing is powerful. Prophecy is powerful. But all these things, if they are done outside the standard of the word, they will not last. Everything that we do, we must come back to the word. And we must cry that God will help us, that we will have a desire and a zeal for the word. Now, one of the things the devil is doing is that the devil is killing the zeal and the desire for the word. People come to church, but very few people have the zeal for the word. In fact, few people would read the word of God. Few people even have time for the word. Few people take their time to study the word. We cannot birth the move of God without the word. We must trust God that as a believer, your life must depend on the word. Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter number 1, verse number 4. And he said, man cannot live by bread alone. There are two ways we can live. One way is to live by bread, but the supreme superior way to live is to live by the word. Our health system is crying for the word. Our families are crying for the word. Marriages are dying because the word was taken out of marriages. Our schools are crying for the word of God. We must go back to the purity of the word. If as a church and as a body of Christ, we can cry to God to bring us back to the word, there are so many problems that we will overcome because the word of God is life. The word of God is true. The word of God is dependable. The word of God is able. It is the surety that we can have. So we must cry to God to bring us to the foundation of the word. Let's take the word back to our churches again. Let's take the word of God back to our schools again. Let's take the word of God. We are doing a campaign in Kenya right now. And the campaign is, we are taking back the word of God to schools. We are saying, as our children go to school, we are not only going to leave them in the hands of teachers. We are going to bring instruction by the word. That in our schools, we will speak the word. And as the body of Christ and as pastors in Kenya, we have risen to campaign and to tell the government that the word of God must be in our schools. Listen, brethren, if we keep quiet, the enemy is not quiet. As parents, we must rise. As believers, we must rise. We must ensure that where you live by the word. Let our territories be full of the atmosphere of the word. Because the enemy is out to dilute the purity of the word of God. Hallelujah. So the word of God, the voice of God in his word, must be returned back to USA. Hallelujah. The second thing that we must rebuild is that we must return the altar of the will of God. We must rebuild the altar of God's will. We must rebuild the altar of the will of God. Now, I want us to understand that we must set our priorities right with God. As a nation, we must set our priorities right with God. Revival will not just come because we are praying, but revival is coming when we know how to bathe the heartbeat of God. We know what God desires at a particular time. And so as a church, as a nation, we must set our priorities back. We must set right our priorities before God. We must know what God, the heartbeat of God. We must ask God what he desires in this time. What does he want us to do? Because there is something that the spiritual realm is crying for that needs to happen. Many people have set priorities, but their priorities has not accommodated what God is crying for in this dispensation. They do not know what God wants. They do not know what God is seeking for. Men like Billy Graham knew what God was looking for. They understood the heartbeat for God. They knew that the heartbeat of God is souls. And so they would go nation to nation bringing souls to Christ. The priority of the church has drifted. What we are looking as priorities is not the priority of God in this dispensation. The things we are considering as important is not important before God. We must discern what God wants. What is it that God is looking for? I charge us to pray and ask God to know, what is it that he's looking for? What is the cry of God in this dispensation? And I wrote a number of things that I feel are God's priority in this season. The number one priority of God in this season is that God's heart is that souls, the harvest of souls. God desires that as a church, we bring souls to him. We are in a season where the harvest is plenty. God is looking for laborers. God is looking for people's hearts are thirsty to see souls come to Jesus. So we may do all the things we do, but if we don't come to the place of souls, we may never see revival. This is why Jesus personally is appearing to people, the Muslim nations, is appearing personally. There are many people who have not reached, been reached with the gospel, and they will tell you that somebody spoke to me in my room and I gave my life to him. The Spirit of God is out to see souls come to him, and we must flow in that move. We must pray to see souls come to him. And so one of the priorities of the kingdom in this dispensation is to see souls come to him. The second priority that as a church, as a nation, we must look into is that God is interested in the governance. For a long time, and thank God for your nation, let me bring my nation for an example. For a long time in my nation, the church was praying, but the church was not interested in governance. So we'd send politicians in our parliaments who do not know the Lord. And the Spirit of God began to speak to us that it is time that things must change. And it is us who are going to rise and say, our nation will only be governed by people who know the Lord. It is the time of Daniel that God will send people who understand governance, men who carry the spirit of excellence, people who know how to represent God at the levels of governance. And it is the cry of God. God is looking for men and women of influence who will change things for his glory. So if God gives you, I'm not in politics, I don't know the politics of this nation, but let me just say, if God gives you a good president, pray for him. pray for him. If God gives you a good senator, pray for him. I don't know, I'm just saying. You must trust God that you will stand up in every place you represent to see that the people who represent you are God-given. It must be our responsibility. We must teach our children to vote right. We must teach the people around us to vote right. We must pray for God to bring us the right people. We cannot neglect the governance because the heart of God is to bring the right people in governance. And it begins with the church. Now, the truth of the matter is, what you see in your nation is a clear representation of what the church looks like. So everything you see around is what the church is. So the change begins with the church, and we'll see it in the governance. When the church is corrupt, the nation is corrupt. Because we are the light of the world. And where the light is, darkness cannot prevail. Daniel was one man, but he became the representation of God in Babylon. And the Bible says that by his being there, the influence of the kingdom of God was felt in that land, because there was one man that represented God. If we can rise up as a church, we will feel the impact in the governance. Number three is that the priority of God is in the health sector. The health. And when I'm talking about your health, I'm not talking about hospitals. No. I need you to understand that health is more than going to hospitals. Health is first spiritual before it becomes physical. And as a church, we must take charge, because if the devil hits our health, we will not preach. We will not win souls. So the devil knows that we can pray but still die. And so as a church, it must be a priority to pray that we will have a good health. We must pray for doctors who understand that it is a calling to be a doctor. When you see these useless things happening around the world, you know that the devil is interested in so many things affecting the health of people. So as a church, we must rise. We must cry that there will be sanity in our health. There is a lot of corruption in the mountain of health. And so many things. Let me speak to you prophetically. In the next few years, we are going to begin to see so many things being, you know, so many things that have been hidden for a long time in the health sector being released. There are so many diseases that have been generated in the lab So many things that the devil is trying to do to destroy the people of God. And this is why as a church we must cry to see sanity in the health. Number four. I think let me do that and then I'll be done with that. Number four is the media. As a church, we must rise and bring sanity to media. There is a spirit that is influencing the media. And we are the people that can change it. We must bring sanity back in our homes. We must bring sanity around us. We must pray. And please, let me speak to parents. Let's pray for our children. Let's be very intentional to pray for our children, because the enemy is doing so much with the media to destroy our children. We must pray and be very intentional. So let's return and build the right priorities, the heartbeat of God. Lastly, let's build the altar of hunger and passion for the things of God. Anger and passion for the things of God. Now you realize that many people come to church, many people say they are Christians, but their passion and anger for the things of God has died. Many people come as empty shells in the presence of God. No desire, no zeal. In fact, the zeal for the things of God has died in the hearts of many people. And where there is no zeal, there is no move of God. God is looking for people who are passionate. God is looking for people who have a zeal. God is looking for hearts that are hungry for Him. God is looking for people who are desperate for Him. We are in a dispensation where we are only doing things for the sake. There is a lot of lukewarmness. We must cry back to God that God will bring the passion for the things of the Spirit again. That there will be desperation to see the move of God. There will be desperation to see Jesus reign in our midst again. That there will be desperation to see the power of God move in our midst again. It is true, brethren, God is still mighty and powerful. The things He did in the days of Elijah, He can still do it in our days. The things He did in the days of the disciples, He's still willing to do them again. God is still a healer. He can still raise the dead. God can still heal the sick. He's still willing. God is still willing to move in our midst. The dispensation we live in, the church must be a powerful church again. We must display God as mighty. We must display God as a powerful God. If the only thing we showcase is good teaching, it is good. But there must be the move of God and the power of God that backs the teaching. We must see the power of God behind his servants. We must see the power of God behind the teachings. There is a generation that will only not come to God because we are teaching well. No. There is a generation that must see the power of God to come to him. I went to preach somewhere. And as I was preaching, people were sleeping the entire time I was preaching. Almost three-quarters of the congregation was sleeping. And I felt so bad. I didn't know what to do. I kept on asking myself, am I not preaching well? Because everybody, almost three-quarters were sleeping. And then the Spirit of God spoke to me and said, the issue is not about your preaching. The issue is that their hearts are cold to the things of the Spirit. So there was a young lady that had come to the congregation and she was paralyzed. She came and sat in the congregation. And she was among the few that were concentrating on the teachings. So I kept on teaching, but in my spirit I was so discouraged. And in the middle of the sermon, the power of God struck her. And the paralysis left. And she began to shout, I am healed, I am healed. And as she was shouting, everybody, including the people who were sleeping, became attentive. And when I called for an altar call, almost three-quarters of the congregation came to receive Jesus. And I knew what God can do when he displays his power. Let us pray as a church that the power of God will follow. Signs and wonders will follow his people. When we see the move of God, Muslims will come to Jesus. When there is the move of God, this is why Israel, God is displaying his power every time, because he's showing himself as a mighty God. They may not know Jesus, but they will not refuse when they see what he can do. Let us embrace. Let us be desperate to see the move of God back in the church. Amen. God bless you. Let me just be able to pray as we close. Father, we thank you. You are truly a good God. We love you for who you are. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We are standing in the days of revival. We are standing in the days of your power. We are standing in the days of your move. Holy Spirit, our hearts are desperate to see you in our midst. We are desperate to see your move in our midst again. Spirit of God. Ignite our hearts. We want to have the experience of the upper room in our churches. Experience of the upper room
in our families. Experience of the upper room, Lord, everywhere we go. Holy Spirit, come and baptize us again with your power. Come and baptize us again with your Spirit. Let your move, oh God, flow in our midst again. Lord, let your move flow in our midst again. We are desperate for you, Jesus. We are desperate for you, oh God. We want to see you again. Lord, we want to see you again. We want to see you back in our schools. We want to see you back in our parliament. We want to see you back in the Senate again. We want to see our children love you again. We want to see our marriages reflect you. Come back in the church. Take out the spirit of religion. Come back in the church. We want to move like in the days of the apostles. We want to move in the days of the prophets. We want to see the move of God in our midst. Holy Ghost, come again. We want to see healings happen in our churches. We want to see the touch and the move of God. Aya bala zo kebrahan deskalabaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I am praying and I'm hearing in my spirit there is a lady with a back issue. Can I just pray with you? A back issue. As I'm praying, I'm just hearing the Lord say, a back issue. There is, you're having some pain in your back. It comes like a pain or something. Please, if you're here, let me just pray with you. Father, we thank you. I speak healing by your word. I rebuke that pain in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I decree and declare life. 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 And anybody that is sick in the name of Jesus, may the power of God touch that sickness. I rebuke the spirit of cancer. I rebuke the spirit of high blood pressure. I rebuke every spirit in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I decree and declare your life over your people, that we are healed and we are set free in Jesus' name. Amen.